Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, something is brewing at Pete's Coffee and Tea in North Davis, and it's not just the beverages, it's unionization. We've seen more workers take an interest in labor organizing over the past few years, from Amazon to Starbucks, fighting for better pay and conditions. Pete's Coffee was originally founded in Berkeley and has grown to become the second largest coffee chain in the country, only second to Starbucks. And now, like some Starbucks locations, its stores have begun to unionize. The Pete's location in Davis is the first store to do so, with others interested in following suit. So to tell us more about Pete's Workers United is CAP Radio Sacramento Communities reporter Janelle Salonga. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Vicky.
Was I correct in that Pete's Coffee was actually the second largest coffee chain in the country, or is it in California?
It's in California, but what's kind of cool is that Pete's actually inspired Starbucks and came before it. So,
yeah, that is an important correction. So it is still just a really large coffee chain in the state. And according to Forbes, you know, this follows a similar trend, because more than 250 Starbucks locations have unionized, and that's just as of last year. And that is a sign that labor movements are growing. But this is the first Pete's Coffee to unionize. What prompted this unionization of this location in North Davis?
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, this location in North Davis is arguably one of the most popular ones in the city. I mean, there's a couple of Pete's on the Davis campus, but this is a Pete's that's really close to a residential area. There's a lot of apartment complexes next to it. I actually, when I was going to UC Davis, my apartment complex was right next to this Pete's. So they have a steady stream of customers. They have a lot of regulars. And so, you know, as the pandemic hit, obviously those orders grew as everybody was staying home. A lot of mobile orders were coming in and things like that. And workers just felt like they were being asked to do an increasingly high amount of work, you know, for one person, two Pete standards, without being paid enough for that work. And so workers are saying, you know, they've only gotten 10 cent or 50 cent raises amid the ongoing pandemic and, you know, rising inflation. But other factors include, you know, just the physical toll of the job. So barista Trinity Salazar has been working in coffee shops and cafes for over 3 years. And though they just started at the North Davis Pete's last summer, they're a full-time student at UC Davis and now deal with kind of chronic lower back pain that they've developed through work. So while they love, you know, working in coffee, they're also hoping to see better training and more understanding around health issues.
You're bending over, you're getting milk, you're talking to someone, you're doing a mobile order while talking to a customer, while making a drink. It's like, we have to froth milk. Why am I burning my hands on the milk? Why is this normalized? Like, me burning my hand. Why am I, like, sick and I'm still going to work? Why am I not granted more time to feel better? They make it hard for you to take care of yourself. And I think what I really would want is, like, more normalization of, hey, maybe you shouldn't be picking up that box like that. Or, like, just more awareness of things that are part of the job.
Right. And Janelle, I mean, you know this very well. About a month ago, there was a strike across UC campuses, including UC Davis, and that wrapped up the end of December. It was the largest higher education strike in the U.S. history. Now, given this was just a few weeks ago, did this shape or impact the Pete's Coffee union organizers in Davis?
Well, it certainly provided a lot of solidarity. There were a lot of, you know, UAW members present at the solidarity rally that Pete's baristas held on Saturday. There was even a UAW member who was part of the speaker lineup. So certainly, while they maybe didn't provide, you know, a super direct influence, it's definitely the two kind of union or labor movement activities happening kind of coincidentally at the same time. Provided solidarity for both of the groups involved.
Yeah, there's the timeliness of it. And, you know, we just were talking about how there are over 200 Starbucks locations that have unionized. And given, are these all isolated incidents, or are these Is this part of a bigger trend, basically, of unionization across the country? And how does it compare to the labor movement in the 1950s, which was the peak, correct?
Yeah. So in 1954, about 35% of wage workers in the United States were part of a union. So that was the peak in the country. And actually, it's kind of nuanced in that the upsurge in union elections and labor organizing masks this kind of steady decline in unionization. So right now, a little over 10% of wage workers in the states are in unions. But I feel like that's kind of counterbalanced by the fact that, over 70% of Americans right now approve of unions as of last year. And that's the highest rate of approval for unions since 1965. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the pandemic has kind of spurred a lot of interest in unions for workers to have a voice, to have a say in their working conditions and their wages.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say the pandemic uprooted or even dismantled our culture surrounding work, and people have begun to think about, you know, work-life balance and what they want from their employer. So what role has the past couple of years had on this recent push to unionize?
Right. So I spoke to labor historian and Sacramento State professor Dr. Maria Quintana, and she said it completely makes sense that workers are organizing right now. Here she is.
Workers found that the ball is now in their court, right? As their labor is in high demand and not easy to replace. Also, we see soaring company profits, and those profits aren't trickling down to workers, right? There weren't any huge wage increases. So it's not that there's a shortage of people willing to work today, but that there is a shortage of safe, good-paying, and sustainable jobs. So this is really the moment, I think, for workers around the country to keep organizing across race and gender lines and really putting their demands on corporations that have profited at enormous levels and enormous scales since the pandemic, right? Worsening the wealth gap.
All right, so let's get to this Pete's location in North Davis. They got the votes. They are unionizing, but that's just the first big step. What is in store for them, and what did the workers tell you?
Yeah, so workers said that, you know, this is the next step is for them to kind of draft demands for Pete's to meet the company at the bargaining table to hammer out, you know, a union contract. And that's something that could actually be a really lengthy process. So, for example, Starbucks Workers United formed in December 2021, but the union still doesn't have a contract with Starbucks.
Oh, so they're at, and we're now in 2023. So when it comes to Pete's Coffee, the actual employer, did they respond to the vote of unionizing at this one location in North Davis?
Yeah. So they told Cap Radio in a statement that while they were hoping for a different outcome, they are respecting workers' choice to unionize and plan to follow the legally required next steps, which is, you know, meeting the workers at the bargaining table. But, you know, some workers say that the management has responded by becoming stricter, you know, cracking down on policies. They've discussed removing decorations from the store, like these barista-grown plants that have been a fixture of that specific store's decor for over 2 years. And Alex Land is a barista who's been working for the company since 2017. He transferred to the North Davis location around 2.5 years ago. And here's what he has to say about the response.
Unionize? We already started seeing changes with the way that we were treated. We had corporate people coming into the store all the time, having one-on-one conversations with people, talking about, you know, their personal experience, about how unions are going to make everything bad and different. We've already started to have, you know, all of the policies have been completely tightened up. Like, we're starting to sign documents about, like, all of the Pete's policies that they haven't even really enforced before are suddenly, like, this big deal thing where we're going to get written up. That's something that, moving forward, I really want everyone to be very, like, watching Pete and how they respond to this.
Right, Janelle, and the company added more in its statement, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, besides that, you know, the company said that the unionization process and talking to employees led them to see that, you know, quote unquote, some stores were not up to its standards. And so those include consistent signage, decor, and presentation across stores.
So given that this isn't an isolated case, were you able to get some bigger context about the tactics that companies may use to dissuade workers from unionizing?
Right. So I spoke with Ken Jacobs, who's the chair of UC Berkeley's Labor Center, and he said that some tactics that companies might use include things like firing union leaders under the guise of some other excuse, which is illegal, or delaying bargaining talks or union votes, or saying things like we don't want a third party getting between workers and the bosses, which is a little bit redundant because, you know, he pointed out that workers are the union. So it's not really a third party. It is, you know, the union.
Right. There's also an argument that, you know, you found this with that Ken Jacobs with UC Berkeley's Labor Center, that a union doesn't guarantee higher wages. Is that actually the case?
Well, some of his research with another another researcher at the Labor Center, Sarah Thomason, found that that's untrue. Through bargaining with unions, California workers earn on average over 5,000 more per worker annually.
Hmm. When it comes to this one Pete's location, is it just one or are other locations interested in unionizing?
Yeah. So actually, you know, in 2021, workers at one of the chain's Chicago locations walked out on the job to protest working conditions, but that didn't lead to end up materializing in a union vote. And actually, you know, also in Davis, the downtown Davis Pete's actually filed a petition to unionize at the same time as the North Davis location, but withdrew a week before the vote. So SEIU Local 1021, which represents Pete's Workers United, said that that downtown Davis location will try to vote again on unionization in 6 months, which is the minimum time that you have to wait to, you know, refile an election if you withdraw it. And there are other Northern California locations that have approached the union with interest in organizing, including some locations in Berkeley, which is where Pete started, and in Sacramento.
So more reporting for you, more for you to follow.
Yeah, definitely. It's an ongoing story. Right now, baristas, you know, have been asking for community support if folks order drinks with the name Pete's Union Strong or Pete's Union Yes. And so they actually made that ask in advance of Saturday's community support rally. But certainly, you know, a very it's a very developing story. Lots more to follow, like you said, Vicky.
As always, Janelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Vicky.
Janelle Salonga is Cap Radio Sacramento Communities reporter, sharing their reporting on the unionization of Pete's Coffee in North Davis. Up next, new research explains why California's winter storms will be larger and drop even more rain than the storms we experience this winter, and how we can better prepare for them. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.